Did you hear the big news? We started a private university. We are rolling out a new design certificate program and a master's degree program along with our Design Suite Mastermind. We have new enrollment dates coming up for these programs. And if you want to watch a 10-minute video and learn more, go to designsuitecourses.com/learn. If you have been struggling to get sales from your design work or understanding what you really need to do to make money, I have the workshop for you. On September 23rd, I'm hosting my first ever profitable designer workshop. This 1-day, 3-hour workshop is only $97, but I have a discount for all my podcast listeners. Go to KarinaGardnerCourses.com/profit and put in the code podcast for $50 off. I can't wait to see you more profitable. Welcome to the Make and Design Podcast. I'm your host, Karina Gardner. On this podcast, we're unraveling the everyday joys and dilemmas of design, making, and business. For makers who want to be designers and for designers who are makers, this is your inside scoop to help you grow your business and bring more creativity to your life.
I hope you had a wonderful holiday last week. No matter what you're celebrating, I hope you had an enjoyable time. You got to be with friends and family, loved ones, and that it was great. Someone in my Design Suite program said that this week is their favorite time of year, and I have to agree with them. There is something about this week between Christmas and New Year's that is really special. I tend to relax more. I tend to really focus in on what I want coming in the next year. I'm one of those people who tends to maybe take down their Christmas tree the day after Christmas. I put mine up really long though. So I just want to feel fresh. I like actually emptiness. So I like to take away a lot of things. I'm not kind of a knick-knacky person anyway, but I like everything away. That way I can physically see what is going on in my head. Like I get to empty things out and leave room for what is possible. So, I don't know what you use this week for, but I was going to give you a couple of suggestions and then talk to you about what the new year kind of looks like. So the number one thing that I want to tell you is that you are where you are supposed to be. So many times when I'm recording this podcast, I'm thinking about my Design Suite members. A lot of them are listening, or all of them are listening to this podcast, because I try to give them little nuggets of information that they know has to do with the program. So maybe you've been hearing some of those. But the main thing is you are where you're supposed to be right now. And if you really take that in, if you really feel that and like really sit with that, that's a really cool thing. I don't even know what your situation right now is, but I just know you are where you're supposed to be. And so the question becomes, where are you supposed to be next, right? We have a New Year's just coming right upon us, and it is really hard for us to see our future selves. It's really hard. And one of the things that I know for me is really hard is to see who I'm going to become, okay? Even a year ago, if someone had told me this is what I was going to be doing, that I'd be doing a podcast in December, for December, 3 times a week, I would have been like, oh, you're crazy. I don't do podcasting because podcasting's newer for me. I started doing it just in July. So I think that, first of all, sitting the fact that you are where you're supposed to be. And then the second thing I want you to do is really dream up what you want your future self to be doing. And in particular, what your future self in 2022 will be doing. Okay. I think this is really exciting. I'm kind of a future person. I love what is possible. I love that the possibilities seem endless. And if you're a Design Suite member in particular, or you're coming to a design boot camp or one of my webinars coming up, I am so excited for you. I'm excited for what there is to come. When we're excited about what's to come, it's because we have hope, right? And there is something powerful about a new year because we have hope. We have hope for what there is to come. So I'm hopeful that you have hope, that you're feeling that, and the possibilities of the next year. I know for a lot of people, the last couple of years has been difficult. Maybe you're not one of those people. Maybe you are. There have been things in your life that has been hard. It's been an interesting environment for everyone around the world the last couple of years. But I think there is always room for hope, always room for it. So I love you. I hope that you are like riding in that hope, thinking about how you are exactly where you're supposed to be and what's your next move. What's that next move that's going to get you where you want to go? Okay. Excited to talk to you more this week. Enjoy this week. Relax in this week. This is a relaxing week for me. I still work, but there's something, I don't know, in the air in my house with my kids. Everyone just kind of relaxes a little, and it's so nice. I can't wait to see you in either one of my upcoming programs, webinars, boot camps, or if you've seen, we have all this cool stuff going on in Ink Club. You can find everything on my website at karinagardner.com, and I'll see you there. Hey, did you know that you can visit me at makeanddesign.com to learn more about this podcast and join my VIP group for weekly freebies? I can't wait to see you there.